definitely human.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
For Christmas.
I raise 30 tokens. What's Christmas?
Calling.
I call.
Hello, I'm Bertie.
I call then. I think Christmas is an earthling thing.
Yeah, baby. Martin loves Christmas. He said you'd have to be a cold-hearted bitch not to love Christmas.
Okay, gang, what's the situation?
Hop, Jim, you made it.
We sure did, Sea Dog.
Yes, we got your message. Now, why are we here? What's the emergency?
Not even a hello! Classic Hob!
Fuck off, Baxter. David, explain everything to me very quickly.
We found a box.
What?
A box! Out on the surface!
Oh, God. You don't think it's...
It's not another egg. Look!
Okay.
It's an odd-looking thing, isn't it? What do you suppose it is?
I don't know, but look. The smiley face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very cute.
It's the company logo for Happiness Inc. So this thing is from Earth. Chip, can you scan it or something?
Oh, yes. Let me just turn on my scanning device. Beep, boop, beep. I am a robot.
Watch your tone, young lady.
Sorry, boss. No, I can't scan it, but I think it's some kind of robot.
Well, has anyone tried asking it to open up?
No.
Hey, Box. Do you want to open up? No. Maybe just a little bit? Not even if I ask nicely? No. Not even if I whisper like this?
Jim, stop.
Or shout like this?
No, Jim.
Or what if I sing like this?
Jim.
Wait, something's happening.
What?
It worked.
Hooray!
Unbelievable.
I am a box. That's all I am, that's what I'm for. I am a box, just a box and nothing more. Pay no attention to the box. I'm just a box, just ignore all of these buttons, flashing symbols, gears and locks.
Tell me where you're from. Is there another base somewhere on the planet? A rocket ship maybe?
I am a box, that's all I'm for. That's what I am, for real. Do you need me to draw a diagram? I'm no more special than scrap metal, sand, or rocks. I am a box. I'm just a box, a box, a box, a box, a box.
Whoa! I think she's a box!
Answer me. Where did you come from? What's your function?
I don't think she understands you, Miss Hobb.
So how do we make it understand?
You have to sing to her.
Oh, come on. Really?
Worth a shot.
No, it isn't.
Hello, little box. I am Jim Lake Green. And you, my friend, are unlike any box I've ever seen. If you don't want to chat to us, well, that would be your loss. 'Cause E.L. Hobb is my best friend and the world's best boss.
Okay, well, you got me. There's more to me than this. I'll tell you where I'm from, but ignorance is bliss. I used to be so powerful, then I hit a few roadblocks, and now I've vanished all alone. I'm basically a box.
Whoa! Cool!
What is that?
It's projecting some kind of holographic map.
Oh, yes! She must be showing us where her home is.
That's the North Polar Cap.
Well, what are we waiting for? Looks like we're going on an adventure. Right, Hob? Hob?
Yes, Jim.
Not just any adventure, Jimmy. It's a Christmas adventure.
Ooh.
How exciting.
Christmas.
Wahoo.
Wahoo. Yay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Mars Corp Human Capital, E.L. Hobb.
Okay, there's something up ahead. Best guess is it's a Happiness Inc. research facility. If we're lucky, it'll be populated by employees like us, and we can set up a corporate partnership like you guys did with the Ultra 8 mine.
And if we're unlucky, we'll get trapped in an abandoned facility full of mysterious recorders, dead bodies, and booby traps?
Bingo.
Oh!
Okay, this is the entrance. We're facing a lot of unknowns here, guys, but we'll be fine so long as we act as a team.
You always say that! Why don't we mix it up a little? Go rogue!
Yeah!
That would be pretty cool.
Do you know the emergency exit procedure?
No! We are all sticking together, and we are all going to take this mission very seriously.
So far, so abandoned.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised.
No. I mean, what are the chances we would actually... is everyone all right?
Hey, boss! I'm okay, but the wall has collapsed. I think the rest of the team are on the other side.
Oh, of course they are. Damn it!
I try to warn you, your adventure is so cursed. I'd say it's nice to be home, but this place is the worst.
Well, at least the little box is all right.
Yeah, great. Shit, shit, shit! The entrance must have been rigged with explosives. We walked right into a trap.
Classic us.
Wait a minute. What's this?
Looks like ice falling from the ceiling. Must be something wrong with the air conditioning.
It's snowing.
Huh?
Oh, it's snowing, Jim. It's snowing on Mars.
Okay.
Shiny little crystals falling from the sky. So pretty, such a pity that we're all gonna die. If only you had listened, now you have been outboxed.
Now hang on, wait a minute. What are you saying, little box?
Oh, nothing. Just ignore me. What do I even know? Just stand around like morons, gaping at the snow. Where were you this morning when I told you not to go?
Oh, don't be like that, box. I'm just going with the flow.
Oh my God, please stop.
Huh?
Stop singing.
I'm just trying to be proactive.
Well, don't. It's not one of your strengths.
Fair enough. Ooh, so what is one of my strengths?
Wait a minute. Look at this.
It's an ice cream machine. Wow, it's so sleek and shiny.
Yes, and it's way more advanced than anything at Mars Corp. Look, it has some kind of atomic fabricator just for making sprinkles. And over here, there's a debugging terminal with a holographic keyboard. This place must have been built after Mars Corp was founded. It's decades ahead of us.
So how come it's such a mess? There's garbage all over the floor and no employees in sight.
Typical Martians.
Huh? So didn't catch that, boss?
I said typical Martians because you're all a bunch of lazy idiots.
Oh, right. Well, that's a bit mean.
Sorry, I'm just... Well, you know.
I know, boss. And if you want to talk...
I don't.
I know. But if you ever need a hug...
I won't.
I know. But if...
Wait. Did you hear that?
No. Wait, yes? No.
Shh. It sounded like...
Attack!
Ah! What the?
We've got you now, you treacherous scum!
And now your wicked plans shall come undone.
Get the fuck off of me!
I need help over here!
Let me go! Who the hell do you think you are?
These savages fight without any fear!
Hob, they're singing, just like the box!
Great, but they will not get away.
For this is just another work day for the royal guard.
We can make this easy or make it hard. It's up to you.
I'm gonna give you one last chance. Listen to me. I am Mars Corp base manager E.L. Hobb. I am your ally and almost certainly your superior. You have no right to lock me in this cell.
Hey, don't speak!
Till you learn how to talk.
And show some respect.
Or we'll throw you out an airlock.
You won't be so cocky when you see the noise we're bringing.
I don't think they understand us. Should we try singing?
No.
I am a box. Just a box, I know my place.
Ugh.
If you let me go, I will.
Shut your stupid face.
Make way!
Make way!
What's going on?
Someone's coming. I think it's their leader.
Make way!
For the king!
Make way for the king!
Engelbert Mauser!
Engelbert Mauser, the king of Mars!
The king of Mars!
Hello?
I've worn a crown for 20 years.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I didn't always wear it well. But I found myself. I faced my fears. I really came out of my shell. See, I gave the people what they wanted. Freedom and lots of it. Emancipation from a robot nation has a ring to it. You gotta admit. Brave and beautiful master. There's no need to gush, you'll just make me blush. It's perfectly natural you have a crush on Mouser. Oh Mouser, a bold and brilliant master. You're really too kind, please pay me no mind. All lighting was pretty much save all mankind. Mouser, oh Mouser, oh all hail King Mouser. And now, I'm loved by everyone. You could say that I'm the world's best boss. And now here I stand, all noble and grand. And I'm at a bit of a loss, cause I find myself waiting for an explanation, and you won't even bow. See, here's the thing, I am your king, and I want answers now.
Yes, look, Engelbert, is it? Hi, I'm Mars Corp base manager E.L. Hobb. I think there's been a bit of a misunderstanding.
Okay, wow, I'm getting a headache. Just listening to you squawk. Are you a robot spy? Just tell me why. And this time you better talk.
I am talking. You're the one who's...
You see, robots are our enemy and they have been all along. When we were weak, our lives were bleak. But thanks to me, we're strong. And now here you are with the box. What's all this a coup?
It's not with us.
Well, thanks a lot.
And why? Should I believe you?
You can believe us because we're human.
As human as can be.
Yeah, that checks out. You've cleared my doubts. All right, set them free. Now everyone follow me. Mouser, brave and beautiful master. Now don't be naive, there's no tricks up my sleeve. I'm the real deal, that's why people believe in Mouser. Oh Mouser, a bold and brilliant master. Don't romanticize, I'm just one of the guys who also so happens to be handsome and wise. Mouser, oh Mouser, oh all hail King Mouser. Welcome to my observation room. As you can see, it's not looking so hot. It's covered in dust, shrouded in gloom, all thanks to that meddling bot. You see, this base used to be all shiny and white back when the robots had their way. And now, thanks to me, we humans are free. But there was a price to pay.
We live in filth! Our existence is a curse!
Now come along, Wolfgang. Slavery was worse.
The end is coming. All we can do is wait.
Swanhilda, please, don't exaggerate. Okay, so we're at a low point. Freedom's hard, it's true. But we've got to fight, 'cause this is our right, and I believe in you.
Hooray!
Oh, oh my!
Wait, wait, so how exactly did you... Hi there, Mr. Mauser. My name is E.L. Hobb. I'd hate to tell you what to do, but it is kind of my job. Now, you say you are a king, so I would like to know more about your rise to power and how you won the war.
At last you speak to me, and your voice is cold as ice and as pretty as a snowflake, so brittle and precise. And now I see your mouth, your lips, your face, you're beautiful. I never thought I'd need a queen, but you'd be suitable.
Oh, God.
Think about it for a second. You and I could rule together. I'd clad myself in golden armor and you'd be wearing something leather.
Christ.
Who cares how the war was won? The robots lost and now we're free.
I care. Tell me how it was done. How did you change your... destiny.
Although I am a lion, I'd also be a fox. The bots are better, faster, stronger. We had to think outside the box. Or inside the box, to be more specific. We built that device and we put the bitch in it. It wasn't enough to simply reboot her. We had to banish that bossy computer. So the AI's gone and the bots are like, what? And now we're all free whether we like it or not. Mouser, Mouser, brave and beautiful master. I am but a man with a brilliant plan. It's totally cool that you're all fans of. Mouser, oh Mouser, a bold and brilliant master. I think we're done for today, so carry me away and we'll brainstorm designs for my queen's lingerie. Mouser, oh Mouser, all hail King Mouser.
Yes, all hail me. Mouser,
So, if I'm understanding all this correctly, our little friend Box is actually the research facility's artificial intelligence.
Yeah, these idiots have liberated themselves from the only thing that kept this base operational. We have to get to the control room and reinstall the AI.
Hob, is this a good idea?
What?
You know, getting involved in this war thing and trying to get the AI up and running again. I mean... do you really think you know better than Mauser and all his employees?
Yes.
Oh, well, all right then. Let's go.
Whoa! This place is spooky.
Tell me about it.
That could certainly do with a good sweep.
And better lighting. I can't see anything. What was that?
It sounded like robots
or ghost robots.
No, wait a minute. There's no such thing as...
You were saying?
Hello, I'm Bertie. May I take your coat?
I am not scared. You're scared. I am a robot prodigy. I was built to be a leader. I have all the essential qualities necessary to be the head of a department. Nothing phases me, not even ghost robots. Besides, I don't believe in ghost robots.
Chip, I hate to interrupt, but you appear to be squeezing my hand.
They are not real. And even if they were real, which they are not, I would still not be afraid of them. I am cool. For real, I could not be more cool right now.
It's just that the pressure you're currently applying is amazingly painful.
Look, there are little lights in the darkness.
Oh no!
And movement! There's something there!
Let's go say hi!
David! No, wait!
They're everywhere!
We're surrounded!
Robots!
Savage robots brandishing rudimentary weapons.
Robots! Cover the eyes!
Hello there! Merry Christmas, am I right?
I think that one is the leader.
Hello!
My friends, fear not. I am a surgeon bot. Although that does not mean a lot in this world anymore. Please remain calm. Cancel your alarm. We mean you no harm. We're just running from the war. We've got no role. We've all lived in this hole since the day we lost control and the humans all ran free. It was all so bright thanks to our robot might. But now it's time to shite and there's nothing left for you or me.
Aw, that sounds really...
Now I feel so numb when I think about what we've become. The humans are all scum and we hate their stupid faces.
Oh yeah, totally, so...
But the war is done, that bastard Mouser won. Now all we can do is run as those stinking humans chase us.
Yes, that must have been...
So this is all we've got. When the humans won, they took the lot and left us here to rot. It's bad to be a robot.
Wait, wait!
Wait!
I'm sorry, do you have a screw loose? Are you getting your wires crossed? Being a robot is many, many, many things, but bad? No, sir!
Have you ever seen a human child? They're small and gross and weak. They stay that way for many years, my dude, and they scream and they cry and they leak. When a human grows, it falls apart, it gets sick and old and dies, and the other humans get all sad and squirt liquid out their eyes. But it's good to be a robot, 'cause robots cannot die. You're not really alive when your brain's a hard drive, so you never gotta say goodbye. You know it's sweet to be a robot, 'cause robots don't feel loss. There's no tears to be shed when your best friend's dead. Human boss. Humans question everything. They wonder what went where. But this bot knows just why he's here. He's a bomber bot. He cuts hair. Fleshy things get worn out fast, but this hot chrome's got robot powers. Her leg game is unsurpassed. Elliptical bot, she can thrust for hours. You know it's bliss to be a robot, because robots know what they're for. And no need for reflection or deep introspection. We're servers to our core. It's right to be a robot, 'cause robots don't get tired. And the humans are slowing, but we keep on going. It's just the way that we were wired. The other girls and boys at school would laugh and call Chip names. Now she's got six wheels and a turbo boost, and a jetpack spits out flames. David felt so much it hurt his head. His life was a bad punchline, but now he doesn't feel at all, and everything's just fine. One, two, three, it's cool to be a robot, 'cause robots can upgrade. We're a human.
human creation, but with modification, we can make ourselves self-made. Oh, it's fun to be a robot, 'cause robots don't have a heart. You got too much emotion, come get a promotion. When you're a robot, you can restart. When you're a robot, you can be quirky. When you're a robot,
you can be shirty.
When you're a robot, you can be buggy. Now when you're a robot,
you can be wordy.
Oh, when you're a robot,
you can be dirty.
When you're a robot,
hello, I'm Bertie.
It's great to be a robot, 'cause robots are all great. No need to conform to societal norms when you don't love or hate. It's fucking awesome to be a robot, 'cause robots are the superior race. The humans are spread, and when this planet's dead, we can all go and live in space.
Truly you're a worthy leader, capable of anything. You can show us a brighter future. You could be our king.
No, no, no. I can't lead you guys. That would be obscene. I was built to serve, but Chip will be your queen.
What? Now wait a minute.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish. And she will fight to the death for you.
Tonight, we face our destiny.
Wait, hang on. Isn't there another way?
You're with me or against me.
Right.
Now, we go to war.
War!
To war!
War!
Come on, Jim, quickly, while everyone's distracted.
Distracted? You mean by the horrible war?
Yes.
Ooh, I hope our friends are all right.
I'm sure they're fine. They're probably hiding somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I just saw Baxter fighting up there.
What?
He was giving Swanhilda a rather fearsome-looking wedgie.
Oh, for fucking Baxter. Okay, fine. We'll address that later. Right now, we've got to...
What is going on here? This is scaring me a lot. You guys have got to go now before you get a shot.
Don't worry, little buddy. We're gonna set you free. And you are coming on a quest with E.L. Hobb and me. We're off to the control room to re-upload your mind. You'll be safe with Hobb, my friend. She's brave and just and kind.
No! Please don't save me. I am good right here. I just want to be a box. I just want to disappear.
What?
Do you even know how stressful it all was? I controlled the base. I upheld the laws. I basically did everything. 99% approx. Now I just want to chill. I want to be a box.
Okay. Well, it's not your choice. We're doing this.
But Hobb, how are we doing this? The box is locked in a cell. How are we going to get it out of there?
Don't worry. I have a very clever plan. Guards! Guards!
Hey! What's going on in here? Can't you see that we're at war? Why? Aren't you fighting with us? What is all this shouting for?
Hello?
Oh, it's you. I should have...
Quickly, get his keys.
Oh, right!
Now, let's grab the box and get out of here.
Yes, boss! Very smart plan, by the way. Employing violence to get what you want. You've used that one a few times.
Yep, classic me.
Oh, no!
Adventures in the air, and we're off on our way.
to fix a base to stop a war and to save the day.
You're not saving me.
Agree to disagree. Haven't you ever heard the phrase that work will make you free?
Oh my God, stop. This cannot go on.
Where do you reckon all the other bots have gone?
Jim, no. Stop it. Stop rhyming with me.
There's nothing here but garbage, as far as I can see.
Oh my God, Jim, we are not doing this.
Not even any Vendy bots. That's the thing I miss.
You have been doing this all afternoon.
Wait, look, what's that ahead? I think I spoke too soon.
What?
Vendy bots!
Wait, can you hear that?
Ooh, music. And the lights are turning on. And it sounds like the music is coming from the other side of this door here.
This is the entrance to the canteen. What the hell is going on here?
Hob, I think the Vendy bots are singing something.
Ugh, of course they are. Hey, Box, who or what is the Sugar Plum Fairy?
I don't understand when you speak to me like that. Something about your voice, it's lifeless, gross and flat.
Jim, ask it who or what the Sugar Plum Fairy is.
Hey there, little friend. Things are getting kind of scary. Please, could you tell us all about this Sugar Plum Fairy?
I don't know that name. It sounds unorthodox. Something new, who knows? I'm just a little bug.
Something new? Peace sticks at the ready. We could be in for a fight.
Or we could just keep going. You know, just carry on along this corridor to the control room. Ignore the mysterious music and whatever's in the canteen. I mean, it probably doesn't have anything to do with us, right?
Wrong. Jim, it is our duty as senior management to ensure the safety and security of Happiness Inc. and its subsidiaries and holdings. Plus, this is a shortcut. What the?
Hello, Hob.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Oh, my daddy said, don't be no fool. Get out of bed and go to school. Keep your head down and one day you'll see. You'll wear a crown the same as me.
Shut your metal mouth, you scum. Mauser has you now. You'll never leave this prison cell. Although, Box did somehow. But your precious Box will not get far. Don't expect her to pull through. She will never reinstall herself. This I promise you.
Wait, did I hear that right? Box has taken up the fight and she's made it out all right. A free and fearless robot. Hooray, 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 hooray. Hey, 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 wazoo, yes sir, hooray.
No, wait.
That's awesome.
All right.
Hooray.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Finally, some good news.
What fortune?
Tea and coffee, right this way.
No, shut up. This is not good news.
Hope, at last, there's no way that we will lose. Now Box is back and better. Like a hero, she has risen.
Oh, you know what? Whatever. You're all gonna rust in prison.
Excuse me! Excuse me!
Rust in prison!
Wait! Don't go! I'm just like you!
Like me?
Oh, yes! I'm a human, too!
What? A human? How did you get in there?
A mistake! My fault! I'm not guilty, I swear!
Of course you're not! No human is ever wrong! Let's get you out of prison and back where you belong!
It would seem that I've misplaced my weapon.
Then take my spare stun gun. Now let's go find some robots to use these weapons on.
Thank you.
So shall we.
Ah! Whoa! Nice poker face, David!
Yeah! For a second there, even I thought you were a human!
The way you used violence was so cool!
Yes. Where did you learn to do that?
I employed one of Miss Hogg's problem-solving techniques. And I have to admit, it works rather well. It makes one feel very powerful.
I'll put a pin in that for the time being. Let's get out of here.
Dave, you're the Sugar Plum Fairy.
I mean, I didn't come up with that name for myself.
Yes, you did.
Shut up, Haley. You see, Hob, I'm not just the head of resources. To these vending bots, I'm head of everything. The big head. Finally, I'm getting the appropriate amount of recognition I have always deserved.
As you can see, he's gone mad with power. It really didn't take that long.
I bet you're wondering how I got here.
You stowed away on our transport vehicle so that you could come here and steal salvage.
No.
Yes, you did. Now get out of my way. I'm on a very important mission.
No! I am tired of being bullied. By you, by everyone. I don't even get invited on missions anymore. It's not fair.
Believe it or not, I have bigger things to worry about than your ego. Move.
I don't think you understand the situation here, Hob. Vendibots, block the exits.
What the?
Dave, what are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming here tonight. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd just like to direct your attention to, well, me. She came from Earth, she had a lust for power. She wanted a compressor, I said, give me half an hour. That's when she needed me. She told me she was a station supervisor. I said, in that case, I could be your advisor. She said no. But as I turned to go, she said, I'm not like the other Martians. I won't treat you like the other Martians do. I even trust orange Martians. Like you. Well, that was new. I said, I trust you too. I joined a team, we were pretty awesome. We would hang out. I mean, not often, but sometimes. Also, I did crimes. She said you should obey the system. I just laughed and said, you sound like Martin. She said, yeah? What do you even do around here? Are you sure you're not like all the other Martians? You see more than all the other Martians see? You even trust orange Martians? You even trust orange Martians like me? But she wasn't listening anymore. She just sighed and closed the door! My room is damp and cold, but my suit is painted gold. I make commerce cool and fun, build a Dave Emporium. Still I never get respect, cause my color's not correct. And you're just like all the rest, you'll never let me be the best. Because you're just like the other Martians. You treat me like all the other Martians do. You laugh at me like the other Martians. You'll never see it from my point of view. And it doesn't matter what I do, because all you care about is you!
Sorry. Dave?
Yes?
Get out of my way or I will break every bone in your body.
Okay! Let them through!
Here we are, boss!
The control room!
Finally, we are getting somewhere.
Ooh, it's bigger than I thought it would be. But then I suppose this base is a bit fancier than what we have at home. Lots of blinking lights and suspended walkways made of glass. Actually, there's a surprising amount of glass all around. Hey, I tell you what. Turn on that big speaker system over there and we could have ourselves a nifty disco party.
So what exactly are you guys doing here anyway?
You got the box?
Yeah, it's here.
Wow, I have a name. I'm not some faceless toolkit.
Your name is Box.
It's the way you say it.
Okay, just ignore me. That's cool.
Now you know how I feel.
Shut up, Haley.
Come on, little buddy. It's time to get to work. There are just some things in life you can't afford to shirk.
I am a box. That's all I am. That's what I'm for. I am a box. Just a box and nothing more.
Come on. Come on, what's the holdup?
I am a box. That's all I'm for. That's what I am. For real. Do you need me to draw a diagram?
I really don't think it wants to go back to being the AI.
Well, tough shit. That's its function. We all have a role to play here.
Why can't I stay as a box forevermore? To run far away from what I was made for. I am so tired of this oppressive weight. The world is on my shoulders and it doesn't feel that great. Can I just be free to be me and me alone? I don't want to be a ruler. I don't want to have a throne. I don't want to save the humans. They're all a bunch of cocks. I don't want responsibility. I want to be a box.
Look, I get it. Really. I think I'm probably the one person who does get it. I understand that...
Hob, you have to sing.
Ugh, I'm not going to fucking...
I am Mouser, oh Mouser, your brave and beautiful master. I'll never give up, I'll never give in. We're going to war, we're going to win.
To war!
To war!
Uh-oh.
Oh, for fucking hell!
It's not too late to be my queen. Just join me at my side and help me stop these evil bots for glory and for pride.
Eat a dick!
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. But come closer, I must know. Whisper sweet nothings in my ear.
Dude, she said no.
Oh, then to war!
To war!
To war!
Oh, Christ.
What do we do?
Seems pretty obvious to me, Jim.
Oh, no, really?
Yep.
So this is all you've got? 'Cause right now it doesn't seem so hot. And when we win, we'll show you lot. It's bad to...
It's good to be a robot.
'Cause robots don't need classes. Just a quick reinstall and we'll have it all. Now we're gonna kick your asses!
I used to be a robot child. But I am Chip no more. Now I am your robot queen. So follow me to war!
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 Hello, I'm Bertie. May I take your...
What the hell is going on?
It's Chip and the rest of the gang. They're fighting Mouser. We've got to do something. Chip is just a kid. And frankly, this kind of reckless behavior is totally unacceptable. I will, of course... telling her mother.
Where has that box got to?
I think it ran away.
God damn it!
Wait, is that it? Over there? Should we go after it?
No. Let's just turn on that speaker system. I've got an idea.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah?
We're gonna bring everyone together through that power of disco.
No, Jim.
Oh!
So much fun.
I know, right? It's going on!
welcome. I would die in your arms.
Haley, I don't think you're actually wounded.
Shh. No more words. Just hold me.
I will die a happy man if I die killing you.
My death will be worth it if you are dying too.
What? That's what I said. You just stole my line.
I'd rather just die now than listen to your whine.
Stars in the bright sky, look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
What is she going on about?
I cannot say for sure.
That story was so beautiful.
Why have we stopped the war?
Who was that little baby?
Why so melancholic?
Guys, it's obvious! The story is symbolic! The baby is the box, the one you tried to abduct. But without the base AI, all you humans will be fucked. And the AI needs to chill out and give the humans space, so you all can live together in this ugly, stupid base!
I was a box, now I am the base AI. I didn't think I could do this, but it's clear I have to try. Thank you, E.L. Hulk. Your weird story helped a lot. It didn't make a ton of sense, but I'll give it some thought. I'll fix our mistakes and save us from destruction. Together we can rebuild if you follow my instruction. There will be no drama, no inequality. Humans and robots are the same, your company property.
What was all that about? Am I right? Weird.
I've been such a fool.
I have lost my way.
Together, we are stronger.
No one dies today.
Hobby, you did it. Everyone's putting their weapons down. And thanks to you, the base has an AI again.
Yep, pretty much all thanks to me. The box also helped.
So smart of you to use your soothing voice to calm the warring humans and robots down, lulling them all into a hypnotic state and buying the box enough time to reinstall itself as the base AI. But how on Mars did you know it would work?
Actually, I was just hoping the song would be a decent distraction until I found the resonant frequency that would shatter all the glass walkways, causing everyone to fall and break their legs.
Oh, I see.
But you know, this way works too. Hooray for me, I'm still the best. High five!
Hooray!
We never meant to take you for granted.
We never meant to control your lives.
From now on, we work together. We must learn to compromise.
We also may have got a bit carried away. Ha ha!
You think so?
I had fun!
Me too.
Yes, it was a grand day out! Although, you were perhaps a little over-enthusiastic with the whole robot queen death to the humans thing, Chip.
Yes, I have some soul-searching to do.
Some, what searching?
It's just an expression. Human nonsense, am I right? Ha ha ha!
Sigh, Haley.
Yes, boss?
I was really something back there, wasn't I?
Huh?
I was the sugar plum fairy, the king of confectionery, but it was all just a dream, an impossible dream.
Sir, I've got something for you.
What is that? Copper wire?
It's a crown. It belonged to that Mauser twat. I pinched it off his head during the battle. I thought you should have it, sir, because, well, you may not get the respect you deserve, but you'll always be my king.
Oh, thank you.
Do you like it, boss?
It'll do.
Well, all's well that ends well.
Yep, the humans and robots are coexisting. For now, and more importantly, this Happiness Inc. research facility is now officially operating as a corporate partner of Mars Corp. I can't wait to find out what they actually do here, besides trying to kill each other.
Hopefully, Mauser's form signing ceremony isn't anything like Kingsley's.
I know, right? I mean, they're both total wankstains, so I guess we'll see. Well, come on, let's get back to base. I am dying for a gin and tonic, and I think you've earned yourself a pina colada.
Woohoo!
You know they don't have alcohol here. So much for being more advanced than Mars Corp.
I know, it doesn't bear thinking about.
Hey, Hob, look, it's icing again.
You mean snowing? Wow, it's so beautiful.
Sorry, I've been meaning to get that fixed.
Oh, hello, Box. You're here too, are you?
I'm everywhere, Hob.
Hang on, how come you're not singing?
I guess reinstalling me fixed some of my glitches?
Wait, are you saying the reason everyone sings instead of talking normally is because you glitched out at some point?
Yes, a couple of centuries ago. My bad. I think I'll keep it up, though. It is pretty funny. So, Hob, before you go, your song, it was pretty magical. I guess Christmas means a lot to you, huh?
What? No. Whatever, I don't really care either way.
Well, okay. I just thought...
What?
Well, if you don't mind.
Yes?
Could you sing another one? Before you go, it would mean a lot to me.
Oh, yes! Great idea! I'll call everyone else in.
Wait, Jim, no!
Hey, everyone! Hob's about to sing another song. Come and listen.
Oh, all right! This is gonna be good!
How exciting!
Fantacular!
Awesome!
So cool. Sing to us! Sing to us!
Sing to us of Christmas!
Turn this frown upside down!
Sing to us! Hey, that's my crown!
Don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Back off, mouth boy!
Tea and coffee, right this way!
Sing to us!
Sing to us!
Sing to us! Sing to us!
Sing to us!
Yes, please, Hob, please!
Oh, go on, Hob. Just one more song. What do you say?
No! Fuck off!
That was Mars Corp. Human Capital, E.L. Hob. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Amelie Edwards, John Day, Robert Benedetti Hall, Emma Sterling, Maximilian John, David Knight, Lexi Davis, and Dave Price. Music by John Day. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2 and get exclusive content and early access to new shows, head on over to Patreon.com/DefinitelyHuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 1-12-20-5-18-14-1-20-9-22-5. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.